We're back on the Farm Show, KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9, and I have Gary Werdish on, president of the Minnesota Farmers Union. How are you doing today, sir?
Real well. You know, like we mentioned earlier, we got the sun shining, so at least it's for a day, but we do need some sunshine out there.
Yeah, we do. I mean, you know, we've always been ones that will never really complain about the rain, but right now is not the time we're needing it. I think we could have used it earlier, or maybe hold off until everything's done, but, you know, you hit what's pitched, right?
Yeah, we've got to deal with what we get, but, it can hold off for a while now so we can get through the harvest.
Now, with those rain showers that went through, Gary, did you see any hail up in your neck of the woods?
I didn't notice any, but, you know, I haven't heard if there was any or not.
We had a few little shots here and there, but I didn't really hear of anything major with the damage, you know, and, of course, beans are the ones you kind of worry about this kind of stage. But
yeah, that's for sure.
All right, so last week, Gary, the EPA comes out, and, you know, we already heard that they weren't really planning on increasing any levels of biodiesel in the RFS, but now they opened up a comment period, and it looks like they are looking into decreasing volumes. I know National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson weighed in on this. We had Bob Dineen on last week as well, talking about from the Renewable Fuels Association, and it's definitely a touchy subject in ag right now.
Well, it is. It's definitely the wrong direction, you know. You know, the Renewable Fuel Standard was legislation that got passed, I think 2005 was the first year, and then 2007. But, you know, put in place, you know, expanding our usage of renewable fuels, which, you know, does give us, not only helps the farmers, but it helps the country. You know, it gives us more economic security in some of our fuels, you know, rather than importing, you know, vast majority. But, you know, it is important. You know, right now we have lower corn prices, and, you know, the ethanol industry, we can see it in Minnesota. You know, we have 21 plants in rural communities providing good-paying jobs. So, it is a huge benefit, not only to the farmer, to the country, but, you know, we're very disappointed that the EPA is looking at proposing decreasing the use of the advanced biofuels and, you know, possibly ethanol, too. You know, that the administration campaigned on support for renewable fuels, but now it seems like they're backtracking. So, you know, that is a huge concern for us.
I know, and that's one thing I know Mr. Dineen had highlighted. He said, you know, ethanol wasn't directly affected in this round. It was more towards the biodiesel, but he said it's not sending a clear, a very strong message of support to the biofuels industry as a whole, you know, much less, you know, the biodiesel specifically.
Well, that's for sure. You know, when you don't have a clear level of support, you know, the advanced biofuels definitely need investment to keep advancing in the, you know, on the research and then technology. And yeah, anything like this, it disrupts it. You know, you're not going to have the people putting the money into dollars into research and keeping advancing it. You know, ethanol, just look at ethanol itself. You know, that's not an advanced biofuels, but how much more efficient that industry has gotten from the plants now to when they first were built. So, in the same thing, you know, in the biofuels, that we need to keep advancing that stuff, not cutting it back. And, you know, that these proposed rules definitely will definitely hurt the advancement of biofuels and renewable fuels altogether.
Now, was this strictly a message being sent by the EPA? Was the concern just strictly on that we're not going to be able to import enough some of the biodiesel as part of the RFS, or was there more to it that you saw?
Well, it's not real clear. You know, I guess our concern is that, you know, that it's basically undermining our renewable fuels. You know, that we need to produce more and keep advancing that industry, because, like I mentioned earlier, it does provide good jobs. So, you know, it's not real clear. So I guess we have a concern to the, you know, who are they listening to? Are they listening to the oil industry, or are they listening to the Midwest, or the, you know, the farmers or the people that actually can provide a renewable fuel?
Yeah, and definitely now I want to encourage farmers to, you know, take advantage of this comment period, and people who are, not just farmers in general, people who are concerned about, you know, the biofuels market and what it can mean for our dependence on foreign oil situations. You know, want to make sure that they take this time, that 30-day comment period, and get their comments heard, and also take your time now to contact your legislators to help maybe increase some pressure on the EPA that way as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, that, you know, it's important for us to, you know, to get our comments in. And, you know, the EPA in the past, you know, as the farmers, we've always been concerned with regulations that they want to put down on us. Well, this is one that will directly affect us in not in a positive way.
All right, as we're going to kind of switch gears here before we wrap up this week, Gary, I know as we look just beyond harvest season, of course, that's what we always love to call convention season, and Minnesota State Farmers Union Convention, that's going to be coming up here in November, and registration is open for people to start getting their names in, right?
Yeah, it is. Your registration is open, and we're busy planning. And, you know, it's always a good time. You know, hopefully it's the 17th or the 19th of November, and hopefully we're done at harvest at that time, but, you know, if the weather cooperates. But yeah, it's important to do. And this year we have, you know, we have Paul Douglas as our convention and banquet speaker that evening, and, you know, he's a well-known meteorologist, and I just thought, you know, especially with all the recent hurricanes and in the wet fall, or, you know, the heavy rainfalls we're getting, it's an important topic to talk about.
All right, and of course, if people want to get registered, they can go to the Farmers Union website to just fill out the paperwork there, correct?
That's correct, yeah. So we have it online now, and then our proposed agenda is online, and that, you know, that'll keep changing as we you know, finalize it.
All right. Well, Gary, I appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. I hear you're going to be on the road to visit another state's Farmers Union meeting here coming up here the rest of this week, and so wish you safe travels and bring some of that nice weather back for us.
Yeah, thank you, Dustin.
All right, this is Gary Wordish, president of the Minnesota Farmers Union, here on the Farm Show. We'll be back after this.